Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Jonathan Woods, author of the new novel, Hog Wild. The writer, Madison Smart Bell, wrote, "Jonathan Woods' Hog Wild is a deliciously bawdy frolic, drunk on its own exuberant language and fearless to tread anywhere and everywhere." Jonathan, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you very much, Jess. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, if someone listening hasn't yet heard about your novel, Hog Wild, how would you describe the novel?
It's a wild and crazy trip. This is my fifth book, and since the very beginning of my career, when I published a book of short stories called Bad Juju and Other Tales of Madness and Mayhem, I've been kind of labeled as a gonzo noir writer. And I think Hog Wild is probably as gonzo as I've ever gone. So, it's a simple Western tale set down in the heart of Texas involving some feral hogs, which is a big problem here in Texas. There's 2 million of them. And these particular feral hogs have, through means not known to many, have become super, super smart. And so when our hero is hired to rid a huge Texas cattle ranch of their feral hog problem, the feral hogs organize and fight back. So that's the underlying premise.
Well, did I read correctly that you used to be a corporate attorney? Is that correct?
I did. I was a somewhat eccentric one, but I worked for a high tech company called Nortel for many, many years and did a lot of deals for them around the world, in Japan and Europe and the U.S. and Mexico and so forth. And but in the back of my mind, ever since I was a kid, I've wanted to be a writer. So when an opportunity came up, I left Nortel and took up writing back around 2005.
That's great. I was just going to ask, I mean, how do you go from kind of a white shoe legal career to writing about vastly intelligent feral hogs?
Well, I guess, a lot of the people working in the corporation kind of reminded me of feral hogs. So.
I'm curious, do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to write Hog Wild?
You know, it took me, I, in the middle of writing Hog Wild, I got seriously ill with a knee replacement surgery that got infected. And so it took a year out of my life. And somewhere in there, I lost track of where Hog Wild originally came from. But I have a very vivid imagination, so this stuff just kind of works itself to the surface from my id somewhere, and just pours out onto the page. I mean, I wrote this book actually in the final version of it in a writer's group in San Marcos, Texas. And it just kind of all came out. I mean, it just, I find writing to be actually kind of almost a mystical experience because I don't outline. I don't write up, character studies. I don't do any of the kind of prep work that, the writing schools recommend. I just dive right in. The one thing I did learn as I was going through a couple of early drafts of this book was that I needed to put the fact that these feral hogs were super intelligent, I needed to put that right up front. So I wrote a special little page and a half scene where a vaquero cowboy on the ranch has an encounter with some feral hogs that do some very unusual things. And that kind of sets the scene for the expectations. And I also have very often at several points during the book, I, as the author, address the reader and talk about the hogs. So,
well, you mentioned earlier that you got started. I think you said your first stories or your first collection was published in 2005, and we talked about your background as an attorney. What was kind of the initial writing journey? What made you? You said you had, you know, you had always wanted to be a writer. What was kind of the switch that got flipped for you to sit down and start writing and submitting some of your work and getting your first stories and your first novel published?
So, as a kid growing up, we moved probably every 2 or 3 years back and forth across the country in connection with my father's jobs. So I was always kind of the outsider kid when it came to the new school. So very early on in my life, I think books became really important to me, and it's sort of to escape into some sort of private world that took me away from, you know, the kind of the scene of being the new kid on the block. And so I always really had ambitions to be a writer. I studied literature at university before going to law school. And I'd always sort of dabbled in it over the years, but I, you know, with a high-powered corporate legal job, there's not a lot of time left over for writing, although sure. I did read copiously during my legal career. And so when it ended, and I said around 2003, I guess, I just jumped into the writing. And it took me actually until 2010 that my first book, Bad Juju, came out. And it actually it received rave reviews. It went to the Texas Book Festival. It won a little prize called a Spine Tingler Award. And that I was on my way at that point. So
that's great.
I was incredibly lucky.
Well, you mentioned earlier that your writing process, you consider it kind of mystical, that you don't really do outlines or character studies. I guess, you know, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, a little bit about your writing process? I mean, when you sit down, is it just all very, you know, kind of a guttural, like, you know, feel for, or, you know, a subconscious? I mean, what does it look like for you?
Well, I have a very distinct memory of sitting down and writing the first chapter of Hog Wild and creating the main character, who's an ex-special forces guy, kind of a, although he's a trained killer, he's actually in some ways a very innocent guy. And from there, the story just seemed to roll out into what it became, this sort of epic of where this cattle ranch goes under siege from the hogs. And the hogs, by the way, represent our, you know, the worst of humanity as well as the best of humanity in their intelligence, because they have, some of them had, they read history books, for example. There's an old house of a professor of history that the professor ends up dying, and the hogs who are mutating take up reading his history books. So they adopt various names from history. And some of the names are of very bad people that they don't actually realize. I don't think, for example, one hog is named Mengele IV. Another one is named Idi Amin, as opposed to Amin. And then there's a Pol Pot Junior and a Pol Pot Senior. So I very much intended to write sort of a Swiftian, Orwellian, Rabelaisian satire here in some respects.
That's great. Are you working on another novel now?
Well, actually, I'm working on another book of short stories. I really, I have 5 books now, with including Hog Wild. 3 of them are novels. 2 of the books are short stories. And I really like writing the both forms. I can tell you when I was trying to write, I wrote a couple of novels that will never see the light of day because they're tucked away in a bottom drawer somewhere for my for posterity. But I got through my second novel, and I was at, I think I was at Breadloaf, I guess. I went, came away from Breadloaf 2 weeks up in Vermont with a bunch of other writer wannabes. And I said to myself, I'm not going to write any more novels because it's like, it's such a commitment, you know, it's at least a year's work unless you're some kind of genius. So I started writing short stories, and the first short story I wrote was actually set in a little Vermont town close to Breadloaf, and it was about a guy who thought his wife was cheating on him, and he dreamed of various ways to do her in, but actually she was actually trying to do him in. So it's a very twisty little tale. And from there, I went on and created these short stories, and then I started to get published online in places like 3AM Magazine and a website called Plots with Guns and another one called Thuglit. And so that really encouraged me that I had something going for me. So I wrote enough stories to make a book. And then I started looking for a publisher, and I found a small press called New Pulp Press. And that's all she wrote.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Well, I'm curious, when you do sit down to write, do you know, like, when you start on a project, if it's a novel or a short story?
Well, I mean, I guess short stories could grow to be novels.
Right.
When I'm working on a short story, the intent is to write a short story. And so I usually, what I like about short story writing is that it's an intense process for maybe 1 or 2 weeks. And you just work at it constantly, revising, adding new pages. And then you can put it, you finally get to the end, and then you put it aside and come back to it maybe in a 2 or 3 weeks and put some final tweaks on it. But you have this really beautiful little thing that, you know, someone can read in 20 minutes or whatever and get some pleasure out of it.
That's great.
And certainly, my perspective on writing, although, you know, I like to make fun of our human failings, which seem to be getting bigger and bigger, my first goal is to entertain the reader. So I write, for example, Hog Wild is really kind of a thriller. It's an action thriller with plenty of plot going for it as it moves forward. There's also a lot of black humor in it. I think that's an essential element of writing, because without black humor or without laughter, period, I think we'd all put a gun to our heads reading the newspaper every day.
Sure. So I'm curious about these two novels that you said will never see the light of day. Why did you feel that they weren't ready? Or what do you think you were learning during that process?
Well, I think I was learning how to write sentences that were, that worked together, the plot, sentences, et cetera. In those days, I used to keep a line or a piece of paper above my computer that had various reminders, like use dialogue to create action, or use all five sentences in your description, senses, all five senses in your description. And so it was a learning process, and I don't think either of them, either of those books, you know, they had just too many faults.
Sure.
Although I will say, I went to see Michael Connelly, who has been very supportive of my books. I went to see him at a reading long before I'd been published. And I went up to him and I was getting my copy of his book signed. And I said, "Do you ever read manuscripts?" And he rolled his eyes at me. And he finally said, "Okay." He said, "Get in touch with my web person and send it to me." So I sent him this early manuscript, one of the ones that's in the bottom drawer. And weeks went by, and I thought, he's blown me off. And suddenly, out of the blue, I got a 3-page hand-typed letter from him telling me everything that was wrong with the book. And I guess he saw that there was something there that could be nurtured. And so what I did instead was I put the book in the bottom drawer and started a new book.
So you didn't take his explicit advice.
Well, I think, you know, it was, his advice was that the book had a lot of issues with it.
No, I'm kidding. That's great that he did that. I'm a huge Michael Connelly fan. I'm kind of in awe on some of his, the amount of research that he does about police procedure, but that's great. I mean, that's great that he gave you that feedback.
Yeah, it's a funny world out there. Some writers are incredibly generous, and other writers look for every reason why to avoid you as an upcoming upstart
sure.
writer. I remember one writer, his name I won't mention, kept saying, "Well, my lawyers won't let me review manuscripts or what." You know, it was silly, but so
right. Well, I'm curious, given what we're discussing, what writing advice would you offer for someone who is working on their own stories or novels?
Well, I guess a couple of things come to mind. First of all, read as many great books as you can, because it inevitably will rub off to some degree. Secondly, you know, just work your ass off, as the saying goes, on your writing. And the third thing I would personally suggest, because I found it extremely helpful, is to be in a writer's group with some other people that are dedicated to writing a story. I found that Hog Wild, the final version of Hog Wild, was written in a writer's group with four other participants. And it does... Writers groups, if they're good, do several things. They allow you to get feedback, of course, but I think the most important thing is it forces you if you meet, say, every 2 weeks or something like that, or it forces you to write. And, you don't have to take the advice of your co-writers in the group, but it's just really helpful to avoid getting bogged down in the detail. It's a great, I think it's a great creative way to go about writing.
That's great. Well, what books or short story collections have you read recently that you enjoyed?
Actually, I read for the first time an incredible book by Harry Cruz called, what the heck was the name of that book? A Feast of Snakes, which is just some critic described him as Flannery O'Connor on steroids. But as a book, it just blew me away. I mean, I could not literally put it down. And it's not a particularly long book, but it's just very powerful in the way it describes these crazy hillbillies down in Georgia. And I think actually one of the characters comes up from Florida to this, it's a snake hunt in the backwoods of Georgia. And one character comes up from northern Florida to participate. And I think actually that's Harry Cruz, because he taught for many years at the University of Florida in Gainesville. So I think he actually put himself in this particular novel.
That's great.
Another writer that I would rave about, and I can't wait till his new book comes out later this year, is an English writer named Lawrence Osborne, who's written a series of, I guess you could call them, literary thrillers. He's one of these Englishmen who's lived everywhere but England. He currently lives in Thailand. And his novels are, he's one of these global wanderers. So one of his novels is set in Morocco. It's coming out this year as a film with Jessica Chastain and Ralph Fiennes. It's called The Forgiven. It's getting really good reviews. I think it's at the Tribeca Film Festival, actually. And he's also written novels set in Hong Kong, Thailand, Cambodia. And he did he was hired by the estate of Raymond Chandler to write another Philip Marlowe book. So he wrote a book set in Mexico with Marlowe in his 70s, retired, living in Mexico. But the thing is, it's not a pastiche of a Raymond Chandler novel. It's actually a Lawrence Osborne novel. It's amazing. So
that's great.
And he's one of those writers that I can read again, the same book over and over. I've read two or three of his books at least twice.
Wow. Well, where can people find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and your novel, Hog Wild?
Well, my books, of course, are on Amazon under Jonathan Woods. And also, I have a website at southernnoir.com. That's southernnoir.com. And all of my reviews and various bits and pieces are on there.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Jonathan Woods, author of the new novel, Hog Wild. The novel is available now, so go buy a copy. And Jonathan, thanks for doing this interview. This was really great. I enjoyed it.
Well, I appreciate you having me. It's always fun to talk about the crazy process they call writing.
That's great.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.